and he's on the line now.
Okay.
Stay in the line, Karen.
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing today?
How you doing? I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Kerry. I appreciate you for asking, partner. So my name's David.
The guy that I was just talking to deserves a raise.
Yeah.
I've been handling objections my whole life, and he just fucked me up, man. So now I'm talking to you.
Great. Well, Mike does do a great job. He's one of our top mapping coordinators. I mean, he does very well when it comes down to, you know, pre-qualifying the businesses, you know, and making sure that it's a business with good partnerships and intentions. And they understand the program, right? Really how it works.
Yeah, qualify leads. You connect me with keywords and then somehow automate me to pop up on their screen. And then if they call me, they have a qualification.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the base of the service, right? So we use service engines. We are data service providers for Meta and Google, right? So whenever anybody's using these keywords or phrases, we're able to show your business on the forefront, whether they're using a search engine like Google or Bing, they're using a voice search with Siri or Alexa, or they're simply on social media looking for a suggestion on Facebook, right? They're saying, you know, if there's anybody that can handle such and such services around, let me know. You're triggered, and we're able to put your flyers on the forefront, right? So it's definitely the base of our service. Now, when it comes down to leads and being able to grow the business and grow to things like Google guarantees, you know, local service ads, these are definitely areas that we want to be able to get businesses attached to Google and then rank up to where you're able to secure those and have a steady line of customers coming. All that kind of makes sense?
Yeah, but I can't get on Google local services.
Okay. Let's see. You have to do with the categories?
I don't have the licenses they want.
Okay, let's see. Well, we have a couple of other options for you right now. The Google Guarantee is definitely, that's one program. It's very profitable. Now, the parallel to the Google Guarantee is your Google Sponsored Ads, right? They show up in the same section on the same page with all the same search keywords and phrases, right? It runs on a budget as well. The only difference is just it's going to be the green badge sits next to the name, right? Other than that, you're in the same exact section, same exact keywords. We're able to go ahead and locate and pin in the same way. So we definitely have, you know, some options for you as well. But let's see here. Let's talk a little bit about Hurley Mechanical. I mean, what is your most profitable service?
My most profitable service is mini splits installations.
Okay. Mini split installations. All right. And just to verify, let's see. I want to make sure we're in the right area. And what other areas have you tried before when it comes to digital marketing?
Well, I've done Google ads a lot. I do Angie's List. That's pretty much gets me by.
Yeah, for sure. How have the Google ads been working for you? They've been converting well?
Yeah, no, I've turned them all off.
Oh, okay. Is it because, you secured enough business?
I just get bombarded with spam calls. It's a nightmare.
Okay. Yeah, so what happens is it's going to be the targeting, right? And when it comes down to your Google ads, it sounds like you're probably managing them yourself, right?
Well, I'm working with Google people that call me and tell me what to do, but it's never had a good outcome.
Yeah, okay, and I'll tell you what.
I've gotten leads, and I've gotten, you know, but I would say out of 20 phone calls, one of them is an actual lead.
Okay, yeah, I hear you. And I'll tell you what happens, right, and what the difference is. When we go and we're setting up your Google Ads campaign, what we're doing is we're using geofencing. We're not just using keywords. We're also going to run analytics in the area. We're going to figure out which keywords and phrases are the top ones that are actually being used in the area. So that way, when those keywords and phrases are being used, we're actually securing customers that are looking for services in the right areas as well. It's not just going to kind of be just spammed or thrown out there into the abyss, because that's what can happen with the internet. If you can imagine, it is the internet, right? So it's a worldwide server. If you don't have things like geofences to contain your ads, to corral your customers, you're going to kind of be in area. I'm sure you're probably even getting calls from areas that you don't even service. And that's going to be another main problem.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what I was saying is when you don't use things like geofences to corral the customers and you're basically just kind of throwing the ads out into the abyss out there, it's a worldwide server. That's what's going to happen. I'm sure you've gotten calls, spam calls from areas that aren't anywhere close to you. You know what I mean? Your Google ad is getting charged per click for something that wasn't even a lead. And that's what it really comes down to, is knowing how to use the service and using a company to manage it that can actually provide results, right? Now, when I say provide results, our company is results driven. That's all we're about. Is return on investment. The reason why is because we have no contracts here. There's nothing to keep our customers with us other than we're doing our performance and we're also making the money, because at the end of the day, it's the only thing that matters. I'm sure we can both agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, like I said, with our program, what we aim to do is not just use Google and go into Google Ads. We're going to use an array of different ways to bring you in customers. Now, one of them being is your top five directory submissions. So you have Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. Now, after those five directory submissions, we're also going into the social media world. Like I said, we're also data service providers for Meta. So we use retargeted ads in that area. We use $100 worth of Facebook ads, and we market and maintain those throughout the month for you to continue to reach out to the customers and at the same time market towards your peak service hours as well as your peak services. That kind of makes sense?
Yep.
All right. Now, honestly, in my opinion,
let's just get to a point right now where we can either continue or end the conversation. Can we start with a budget of $500 a month?
Absolutely. You're sitting right next to our price point for this package right now. Our package sits at a flat rate of $549. That's going to include your Google ads. That's going to include your social media ads. That's going to include your website hosting as well. As your, we have our website host. Absolutely. So what we're going to be doing for you. Yeah. So I was getting right into the details, right? So we still have a lot about this program we haven't been able to touch base on. So I guess we'll go into the website first, then I'll go into some of the other options. With the website, we're going to buy out a domain and we'll build you out the website, right? But if you already have a website, what we're going to do is we're going to host that website for you. We'll maintain it. And obviously, if you wanted any, you know, chatbots, you wanted to add any payment links, things like that, I mean, we can do that for you. If you're into coding, you can code on the back end.
I have GoDaddy.
Let us take over. We have a web design team. I mean, it's what they do. You know, GoDaddy, they're good when you first come out, you know, landing page, but when you have an actual marketing team behind your website, it's going to make a world of difference. You know, we can go ahead and add, like I said, chatbots, and not just that, we're going to be able to put in payment links.
You guys can work with GoDaddy's website?
No, let me ask you a question. With that website, do you own the domain?
I'm sure they, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. I'm not good enough to understand.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, with GoDaddy, right out the gate, I'm pretty sure most of the time what the business owners do is they buy the domain and then they use GoDaddy to host the site throughout the year, right? So you pay a lot of money for the website hosting. What we do here is run that under one umbrella. So what we're going to do is get your website. We're going to build out basically your first mock-up of it, because we're going to make it look similar to what you have with a few changes, because obviously there's copyright issues and infringements that we don't want to. We want to make sure that doesn't happen, right? Make a long story short. So what we'll do is we'll present you with the shell within 7 to 14 days. As long as you like it, we'll publish it live and we take over from there. So your hosting would be included at no extra cost.
Okay.
So within this listing, just to give you a little rundown, within this listing, you have your website hosting. your business profile, social media hosting, your directory submissions, $300 worth of Google ads that we're going to run your campaign for you, as well as your top five directory submissions.
Okay.
All right. Now remember, now, with your searches, that's at a flat rate of $549. That's right. That's month to month with no contracts.
So if this starts working for me, I can get rid of GoDaddy?
Yes, sir. No, in all honesty, I'll tell you right out the gate, we want you to. We want to take over your website. We want to go ahead and host that for you. Within the first 7 to 14 days, we'll show you the website. If you like it and you say, hey, you know what, this is great, I love it, you can go ahead and cancel that subscription. Leave it to us.
Okay. I hate GoDaddy, so that would be...
If you're, if you have a marketing person, I mean, if you have a web designer or anything like that that's on your team that likes to get into the website, we have coding. You're going to have access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. They can actually code on the back end of that thing. It's through HTML. That's the language that we use, right? So I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but if you are, some of our business owners are, that's definitely an option too. If not, and you're not even into that, anything that you want updated, you have 24/7 customer service hotline, and I'm always going to be your director and your point of contact, and you have my extension here to my desk Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, so that's never an issue as well.
Well, GoDaddy are a group of the most undeserving people I've ever worked with. And I paid them more money for marketing than I pay anything else the whole year.
Wow. Yeah, and I mean, we all know, like, rule of thumb is always like 10%, right? But at the end of the day, marketing doesn't make sense if it's not giving you a return on investment. So what we always aim to do here is put everything under one umbrella and be the white glove service. We're also going to provide you with answering services. So when a customer calls you, what they're going to hear is, thank you for calling Hurley Mechanical. Press 1 for a new customer, press 2 for existing, so on and so forth, right? Those are fully customizable, but that's just an example. You know, we do this because we understand one thing. These Google ads are definitely going to be working for you. They're going to have your phone ringing. When that phone starts ringing, we have owner operators out there, and they can't be taking so many phone calls and doing the job. So these answering services are going to help you filter these things, right? So throughout the day, what you're going to see is a ping that comes in through your phone, new local lead. You'll have the option of letting your answering services do its thing, and you get back to it as soon as you can, or taking that call live, right? So you make sure you never miss out on a lead. At the end of every week, you're going to get an update that says you had 9 new leads this week, 11 new leads. When you click on it, it'll open it, and it's going to show you. You had a new lead from social media. You had this lead from Google. This one was from a Google ad. All that makes sense. Everything we do here is very transparent. We don't look to sell a blind service. That Google Business Analytics dashboard gives you an inside view on everything you got going on. So it'll show you all your keywords and phrases you're listed for. It's going to show you all your new customers. It's going to have quick links for you to garnish your 5-star reviews on Google. This is definitely somewhere where you want to go.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. I'm glad I didn't hang up on that guy.
Hey, like I said, man, he's great. He's great at getting qualified companies, and he understands when he's talking to a good business owner, because I'll be honest with you, it's not for everybody. We always want to make sure that we partner with the right businesses, and that's why we kind of do these little interviews, because when you're on the first page of Google is, guaranteeing your work to a certain degree because they're putting you on their website, right? So as a partner, it's our duty to make sure that we have the right businesses out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's typical, and I'm like on the third page of Google, way down, and they guarantee me that I'd be at the top for all the money I spent, and that's not happened.
How long has it been? Because even with search engine optimization
with GoDaddy, it's been almost a year.
Wow. And I'll tell you like this, with us, even when it comes down to search engine optimization, like your local map section, you're going to be finding yourself there organically within like 45 to 60 days. You know, with your Google ads, you're going to find yourself right up top in the sponsor section, obviously, right within, as soon as we start running, within 7 to 14 days from locking in your account. But no, that local map section, it should never take that long when you're truly doing search engine optimization. Because what they're doing is just, it's through a website, which will give you a digital footprint, but it's not creating the traffic that you'll need because you're not being found with all those keywords and phrases right on that first page. So you need the clicks from there. You need the clicks from social media. You need views from like Yelp and like the, what are they, the directory listings, you know what I mean? Yelp and, you know, these types of pages, your local directories, we submit you for all these things. So there's going to be so much more. You'll be like, wow, I'm submitted for these directories. I didn't even know I was out there. There's like 62 local directories in your area you're going to be submitted for as well. And that's just small fractions of ways that we're able to go ahead and deliver a solid digital footprint that is needed to always find you on that first page. We understand these things. We've been in business for 20 years. We're servicing over 10,000 businesses nationwide. That's literally with no contracts. They're here because they're making money. Business owners don't turn down money. They don't turn down hard work. And that's really what we're doing.
It's kind of how I run my business, man.
Yep, and that's where the partnership comes into play. You know, you'll see with us, it really is a partnership. I mean, we do work hand in hand. We'll be contacting you at the end of every month. We're doing performance reviews, just going over the account with you. Hey, you know, we had this many leads. You know, how do you feel it's going? Do you feel like anything needs adjustments? Things like that. If you ever want to change any keywords or phrases, you can do it right from your dashboard. So much access when you're working with the right company.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, so we can get to it. Now, I have you listed for HVAC services. So we have the mini split installations. Now, are you doing, like, new installations? You know, the more services you give me, the more the keywords and phrases I'm able to find, right? What I'll do is I'll list all your services and find the best keywords and phrases in the area. We'll let the AI system run that. So right now I have HVAC system maintenance, HVAC installation and replacement, HVAC system repair, and mini split installations.
Just heating. So I do boilers service, repair, replacement. There's a lot of boilers in my area.
Okay. Boiler service, repair, replacement.
We do like light commercial work.
Now let's talk about target areas. Is there a certain radius that you like, or is there certain zip codes, cities, you know, areas that you like to target versus?
Yeah, if you can, do like a 30-mile radius around 01201.
Okay. Right. Now, is there anywhere outside of there that you'd like to target?
Not really.
I realize that's a really good radius right there. I'm looking at the map.
It's killing me.
Yeah, because of the drive. Really, what we aim to do is keep you closer to home and maximize the people that are seeing you, right? So if...
Yeah, that's what I need.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so then we're going to do that right here. Let me put it, let me get this in the geofencing notes. Now, I have hours of operation listed right now from Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday we have 8 to 4. Is that still the same?
Yeah, that's fine. I do 24-hour service, too.
Okay, so we'll put that as a note there. Saturday, 8 to 4 p.m. And we do 24-hour emergency service. Okay. Now, before we go forward, what I want to do is go over our timeline, right? Like I said, we're very performance-based, and I want you to understand when all these services are going to be rolled out to play for you, okay? Now, we always aim to beat our timelines. It's always about under-promising and over-delivering, but I'm pretty sure these timelines will fit your expectations. So first thing that will happen is you're going to get scheduled for your client onboarding call. This is going to be day 1 to 3 at your nearest convenience. It's a 30-minute phone call where we're going to be setting up your geofences, your keywords, and all the little information that our map coordinators will need to get the ball rolling for us. Now, once we get to day 5 to 7, your reporting dashboard, which is that Google Business Analytics dashboard we talked about, and all your directory submissions are now going to be live. So you'll be seeing your emails, your Yelp is now live, your Bing is now live, you know, Facebook, Google, so on and so forth. Once you get to day 7 to 14, you will be presented with the shell of your website and any updates you want done to it, and your Google ads as well as your Facebook ads will now be run. So we will have your campaign out there, and we'll be pushing it by this time. You know, past that, we'll be looking, you know, by day 45, you're going to find yourself already ranking within the organic section, right, on the first page. And over past that, it's really going to be just continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support. You'll have that available to you 24/7. And like I said, I'll be here 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
All right.
All right. Now, the next thing we'll do is what's called a voice verification. Now, the reason we do this one is because we do have you on the discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you. What we'll do is we'll send it out to writing with you with your invoice. And we do this before we take any credit card info. So that way, if you have any questions, you can ask them. And I'll just go ahead and answer those and make sure I need to rephrase anything. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we take any info. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Locals Class. And it's an added form of protection for you. Now, please state the name of your business.
Hurley Mechanical. Home Repair Incorporated.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Gary Scott. I am the owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I'm what?
An authorized user on the billing of this account.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kerry, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in the campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So we have options available.
Okay.
Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
So you could just say Shelby, city I was born in, okay. Shelby County.
Gotcha.
Which is Shelby.
Shelby. That's my wife's name.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. It's also the truck and the car have sitting outside, hence I've been with her for 21 years. She don't let me buy anything else. Anyways, sorry, Scott. Don't mean to get off top. Mr. Scott.
Okay.
Okay. So now, Kerry, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated. Oh, I'm sorry. Where was it at? Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, Kerry?
Say that again.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Oh, yes, yep.
Okay, great. Now, please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I agree to disclose it?
Yeah, like basically if another company calls you and they're like, hey, we want to handle like such and such for you, because we have very particular algorithms that we're going to be using within Google, we just want to make sure that it's not anything that's going to affect what we already have going on for your company. So it kind of makes sense?
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything else. So.
Okay, perfect.
At this time.
Yeah. All right. Now, as a part of a verification process, it is essential – well, you're already verified on Google, right? But it is essential that we receive the required business documents in a timely manner, which may include your business license, proof of insurance, your Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for a Google business profile verification. We kindly ask these documents to be submitted within the first 7 days. Okay? Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 11, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $549. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 11th day of each month in the amount of $549. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, please keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can we get the billing address that we're going to place on file?
21 Daly Avenue, D-A-L-Y, D as in dog.
Okay.
Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, Massachusetts, 01226.
six. Okay, is this MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
Let's see here. Yeah, it's going to be the Amex.
Okay. Ready when you are.
You're ready when I am, you said?
Yes, sir.
3792-5214-4641-008, and it expires 11/29. We need the four-digit PIN.
Yes.
3549.
Okay, so the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and schedule that onboarding call. What time we're stressing tomorrow, morning or afternoon?
Afternoon. Let's do like, can you do it later in the day like you have today? You guys are calling me at almost 7 o'clock at night, so.
Yeah, so we're on Pacific Standard Time. Yeah, so we're on Pacific Standard Time, so no worries. We can definitely call you at about the same time, right? So let's see if I schedule.
Let's do 5 p.m.
Okay.
My time? I don't know what that is in your time.
I think that's 2 p.m. our time. Yep. Okay. Schedule. Now this one's going to come right over to the email we have on file. Let me see what I got. Let's go ahead. What's your best business email for you? Or best communication email, I should say.
comfort@hurley-mechanical.com.
Thursday the 12th, we do 2 p.m.
Okay, got you an email here.
Yeah, you're going to start getting a little bit of information from us, and I'll go over that with you right now.
My mobile phone number isn't. I'm going to change it.
You want to change the mobile phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that right now. And this is one that we'll be contacting you on for tomorrow as well, right, for the interview, so I can place that in here?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead when you're ready.
413-212-1787. Oh, I didn't see my credentials. Shit. I hit the go button by accident. I think I screwed up, dude.
On which one?
The click here to accept the subscription terms. I think I pressed go for it before I was done. If you want to take a look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. I can, here, let me send this out. There you go. And it should ask you for a signature. I think you have to click the boxes and do the signature, so no worries. I resent that one out.
Did you resent it?
Yeah. All right, so the new number, just to verify, was 413-212-1787, right?
Yes.
And those terms and conditions, is basically what we went over through the voice verification, and we send that one out with you in writing, right? Exactly what we spoke about. So everything you heard is will be the same information.
Okay. All right, I stopped using business cards.
Okay. Well, I mean, right now you're, let me see, let me look this up. Give me one sec. I was going into another book. I can open that tab real quick.
I don't understand why we're using business cards anymore. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Use a lot of companies, believe it or not, that's when I speak to them, that's still what they're using. It's their main source of generated revenue. So Google Business Pro, they still allow it.
I just share my contact info with the customer, and I just share my contact info with someone else.
Yeah. Hey, and I'll tell you what. No, you're already Google Business. You're already verified, so we don't got to get you verified, so you don't have to worry about submitting any of those documents. I just had to go over that with you, obviously, just because it's part of the process, right? But you're already verified. I see you have 17 five-star reviews. I mean, in all honesty, if you had your license, I'd be talking to you about Google Guarantee, which, I mean, you said you already know about, right? So no big deal. But this is definitely the parallel that's going to basically do the same exact thing. You're just going to place us right next to those guys. So.
Do I need to go log into my splash.com again here?
Not right now.
Try to find it. Okay.
Yeah, so I just sent you your invitation for tomorrow. It'll show the Pacific Standard Time, but obviously you'll get the phone call at your time, so that'll be 6 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Now, Kerry, I'll be the first one to welcome you to Logo Splash. I'm very excited for our partnership. What I'm going to do right now also is I'm going to text you out our customer service, the number that we talked about saving, so that way you have it there in your text messages, as well as my direct extension. So that way, if you have any questions, anything you need in the meantime, feel free to give me a call. I'll be right here. I just sent that one out to you. And also on that invitation, you'll see my email as well. So you're able to contact me through either way.
Thanks, David. I hope you help us out. That'd be great.
Absolutely, man. We definitely can't wait to get your campaign up and running. And like I said, man, welcome to Local Splash. Look forward to our conversations in the future. I know by next month it's going to be about turning this thing up, right? And that's what we're definitely going to get done for you.
Sounds good.
All right, Kerry. Sounds good. Well, yeah, be reaching out to you tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, partner.